Welcome to the Second Mile Church Podcast, where we believe deeper friendships, a bigger God, and fuller lives in Christ are found in the Second Mile.
Good morning, Second Mile Church. God loves you. John 15:13 tells us, greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friend. See, later this month, my family and I, January 20th, will be celebrating the life of my father. It'll be 12 years ago since he went home to be with the Lord. And every time we come to this point of the year, I always think about my dad. And I think about how such an amazing man he was and how much he impacted my life. And one of the things that I always think about is once he got towards the end of his life, he used to tell me and the family all the time that he loved us. I mean, we're talking 4, 5, 6, 7 times in a row. And it would just become so annoying. And one day, I just had enough of it and said, Dad, why are you telling me that you love me all the time? Like, you don't have to tell me 55 times a day that you love me. He responded with, son, I never want you to worry about whether or not your father loved you. And I want to make sure that you have enough I love yous to last a lifetime. See, I didn't know at the time, but he did. He didn't have too much longer. And he didn't want to leave anything in question. But the thing was, I never questioned whether my father loved me. I guess that's why I always kind of felt it was somewhat annoying, because I knew my father loved me. I knew by his actions. Throughout my entire life, he had shown me and the rest of my family just how much he cared for us. Through his actions, his sacrifices, day in and day out, year after year. And many of us in the body of Christ, I believe, have sort of become the same way with God. You see, I opened this sermon up with God loves you. And I can almost guarantee there are people sitting in these seats right now who responded like I did for so many years. Just, yeah, I know God loves me. And, well, why? I think the thing is for me, at least, is I didn't understand what that word meant. You see, I'd been brought up in church. I'd been raised in church. You know, I heard all the stories, but I didn't truly understand what that word love meant. Well, what does that word mean? Well, one example of it in action, we can actually look at Matthew 26:39. Where Jesus is in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's going to go pray, or he's praying to the Father. He says, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. See, I think that's pretty spectacular when you actually, you know, stop to look at it. In that moment, Jesus was walking in love with the Father. And with us. You see, let's just go with me here for a second. Jesus was 100% God and 100% man. And in this moment, Jesus is basically saying, now, of course, this is Chris paraphrasing it. This is not in the Bible. Okay, this is my way. He's basically saying, listen, Father, I've been here the whole time. Like, I was back there at Genesis 1-1. You know, I knew the whole game plan. I knew what I was getting into. Knew what I signed up for. I knew what we had to do, okay? What I had to do. Yeah, but it ain't looking too cool. It ain't looking too cool. I don't really want to do that. You got something else you kind of been, you know, like, holding on to? Maybe a little something in the back pocket, you know? Is there... Because we can go some other way. That'd be cool. But if not, your will, not mine. See, that perfectly describes 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4-8. verses that were read here in this church just 2 weeks ago. And many of us probably heard those verses and just, you know, right over our head. Jesus was actually living out love. Of course, he was love. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4 through 8, we find that love never interjects itself into the situation. It always puts the other person first, puts the other person's wants, desires, needs above its own. It always believes the very best of someone. It always trusts and has hope that the person, no matter how many times they've missed it, even if they missed it 100 times, they're going to get it right this time. It doesn't matter. Love always protects and guards and shields. And it never quits, it never fades, it never gives up. And that in that moment is exactly what Jesus was doing. You see, God loves us so much. He puts such a high price. We are so valuable to him. And he puts such a high value on us that he gave his one and only son to die for us. And the only way he could bring us in right standing with him is through love. It took love. So we can look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And we can see where Jesus put God's desires, made God's desires his desires, and God's heart his heart. So what are we supposed to do with that? Well, the Bible actually tells us in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, it says, therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us. We are called to be just like Jesus in that moment, to place such a high value on others that we walk in love, that when we want to go fishing this weekend and our wife, I'm not married, hopefully one day, but your wife wants you to fix the garage door. Well, you put her needs and wants and desires above your own. Or when your husband, breaks your sister's, China set or whatever, you don't hold that over his head for the next 3 years. When you go to the next family reunion, you let it go. Or what about a coworker who is maybe doesn't have so much integrity and they're trying to get you in trouble or even fired at work? How do you respond to that person? Well, you first off pray for them, but secondly, you love them. You believe in them, you trust in them, and you believe the very best in them. That's what you do. You see, this love is what paid the ultimate price for our sins. And it's that love that lives and dwells within all of us. And we're called to share that love and walk in that love with the rest of the world. You see, there was such a high price and value placed on your life, and it took love to pay for it. So I'm going to ask you, what do you value? Are you valuing others the same way God placed a value on you? Because you should be. God tells us to do it. In Ephesians 5, he tells us to walk in love with others. You know, I'll leave you with this. And this really drives home with me, because for many, many years, I claimed to be a Christian. I claimed to walk in love. I claimed to do all the things we're supposed to, but I really didn't. And it was when I first started gaining knowledge and understanding of God's love that it all changed and set me free, because I realized that I can claim whatever I want, but in my life, I will truly live what I believe. Let me pray with you really quickly. Heavenly Father, I just pray for these people here. Lord, I pray that you would just pour out your blessings upon them, Lord. God, let someone here today experience the love that you've shown to me. God, open their eyes and their hearts, Father God, to see who you are. God, I pray that love would flow out of their lives everywhere they go, and that they would put others before themselves, Lord. Put you at the center of it all, God, and put others before themselves. Father God, I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the others that will be sharing their sermon here today, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. If you're ready to say yes to Jesus, text YES to 910-537-5773. We have some tools to help you on this new journey. If you would like to know more about Second Mile Church, text CONNECT to 910-537-5773. Thank you for going the second mile with us, and now it's time for you to go the second mile in your life.